Welcome to Talks with Amy. I am your host, and I wanted to encourage someone, even if it's one person. I've been meaning to do this for the longest time, and I'd say probably since like 2020, 2019. To be specific, ever since I gave myself to the Lord, I had grown my relationship with God, and just something in me was jumping out like, girl, girl, go for it, girl. So, I waited a while and I wanted to make sure that I was in the right place and the right mindset and the right things. And the Lord was just like, I want to have you show them your journey. I want you to share with people what you know, what you've gone through. And by any means, I do want to start this off by saying that I am not a certified life coach. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm not here to, I just want to be real. I just want to speak life over someone, if even if it's one person. But I wanted to start off, kind of just giving an introduction to who I am. I'm going to do that by asking questions. And the first one is, what motivated you to even start a podcast? What motivated me is that I want someone else to believe in themselves. I want to be the type of person that tells you, like, hey, go get it done. Like, I want to be that person. I really do believe that when you're confident in yourself, you want others to understand that they need to be confident in themselves too. If you love yourself, you're going to want others to love themselves too. If you're winning in life, you want others to win. Now, there is other types of people where they don't want to see you win, and that's because they just don't want to see you better and they're just stagnant and they're just haters, period. There's nothing more to that. But again, there is people out here like myself that see themselves in greatness and want to see you in greatness too. They want it for you sometimes even more than you want it for yourself. But again, it's good to be around those kind of people because those people are going to push you to your highest potential. And by any means, I'm not saying that I'm the best person in the whole entire world because that is completely not true. I'm imperfect. I need Jesus. I need to improve in a lot of ways. And I think that's one thing that I had just been so hard on myself, with even starting this podcast because I was like, I don't want to do it if I'm not practicing what I'm preaching. But reality is, it's not that I'm practicing what I'm preaching. If anything, I'm sharing my journey with you and I'm telling you what I tell myself. Literally everything that I'm telling you, I tell myself on a daily basis. Or what I'm going to tell you from now on, of course. So the next question was, what motivates you to inspire others in general? Again, I answered that question not too long ago. I see myself as a confident person. I'm confident in my skin. I'm confident in who I am. I'm confident in the way I walk. I think that when you understand your purpose in life and when you see yourself as a child of God, you start to see other people that way. You start to see people with more than just a body and a soul and a spirit. You see them with a purpose. You see them with gifts. You see them with things that they can go above and beyond for in life. And I think that that motivates me. I want at least one person, like I said, at least one person to believe in themselves. I think that's what motivates me to inspire others, myself. Someone asked and said, you go to church, and how has your church journey been? How has that helped you or affected you in your life? I am a church girly. I do love to go to church. I love listening to the word. I am not religious by any means. I am a non-denominational Christian, and I believe that he is the reason why I am the way I am. He brought me out of the trenches in my mind. He brought me out of the trenches in the generational curses. He brought me out of the trenches in the spiritual realm. I highly believe that that is my foundation to everything that I am now. So how that has affected me in my life, I've been a lot more graceful to myself. I understand that God has been showing me grace, and I need to show that grace to myself, and I need to show that grace to other people. God has been patient with me, so I need to be patient with myself and I need to be patient with others. So it's just how God is and his characteristics and his qualities that make me want to be that to myself and to other people. You start to see yourself as a child of God. You start to see everyone as a child of God. Simple. That's the way that I think that it's been affecting from the time that I started going to church. And I didn't start, you know, that's another topic. I can get into depth with that, but I grew up in a broken family. Like, and my parents divorced. I had a rough childhood, but people have had it worse. People have had it less worse. You know, it just, everything that you go through prepares you. Everything that you've gone through is preparing you to the person that you're becoming. That's if you take it that way. Now, if you take it to be a victim and to be stuck where you are and stagnant and bitter and mean and just everything the opposite, that's just on you. That's your responsibility. But I believe that, yeah, I'm a victorious person. Just it don't matter what I got through. It don't matter what I've been through. I don't even know why I came at a subject, but okay. So, consistency. How do you become consistent overall in life, in all aspects, and even in the gym? All right. Well, I'm a gym goer. I've been slacking a lot. I've been trying to get back in my routine. It's really hard, especially when you kind of move yourself out of that routine. This year has particularly been really hard for me, just in general, in a lot of aspects of my life. But you just got to get up. You just got to go. You cannot let those emotions of not wanting to do it or feeling ugh, don't let that determine your decisions. Because once you do, you end up just staying there. Don't do it when you don't feel like it. You just, and then you question. You're like, why didn't I, if I would have gone to do this, or if I would have gone in the past, I would have been such a different place now. And I really do believe in that. So that's why discipline plays a big role in that. Discipline is going to get you to the places where you need to be, where you need to be. Because discipline is a form of self-love. Discipline is going to take you to the places where you need to be, where you want to be in the future, not where you want to be now, because where you want to be now is probably going to be just a temporarily kind of satisfaction. You have to begin with waking up 5 minutes earlier than you're used to, 10 minutes earlier than you're used to. You have to be disciplined. You have to do the hard shit. You have to be able to say, okay, no more snacks. Okay, no more partying. Okay, no more doing this. Okay, no more doing that. Because that's what's going to literally take you to the person where you're going to be here in 5 years. Are you going to be a bum, or are you going to be a good person? Are you going to be a great person? How have you been dealing with grief? Okay, this one's a little too straightforward, but I'm gonna go ahead and answer that. I lost my father earlier this year in February, and it was one of the hardest things I've ever had to deal with in my life. Me and my dad were pretty close. My dad did get remarried a long time ago. Me and my mom, we had bumped heads a lot whenever I was little growing up, like my biological mom, even to this day. And I think that's what made it a little bit harder for me as well whenever I was, you know, grieving my dad. But overall, I think that was a little too personal. Overall, how have I been coping with grief is really just giving it to the Lord. I think that when you allow God to just let Him have the pain, let Him have all the stress, let Him have everything, you can't blame yourself. You can't sit there and think, oh, what could I have done differently? You can't. There's nothing you can do. Feel what you feel, go through what you go through, and move to the next step. Because time goes on. It's really hard coping with grief. It's really hard. Sometimes it'll come in waves. Sometimes it won't. You know, sometimes you're okay talking about it. Sometimes you're not okay talking about it. I find myself sobbing sometimes because I think about my dad and I'm like, gosh. This is another way that I cope with grief as well, because my dad was definitely a person who was a speaker. He loved to talk. He loved to be around people. He loved to encourage people. And I think that's where I get it as well. Yeah, if you knew my dad, and had conversations with him, you would see where I'd get it from. And he is one of my main reasons as to why I decided to move forward with a lot of things in my life. I think I've been coping with grief in a very positive way because I've been taking and magnifying all of the good of that person, of my father, and releasing that energy into all the good things that I want to create, the good things that I want to build. For example, this, I'm so excited to just talk to you guys, even though it's not from person to person. I know that if it helps at least one person, I know that I'm doing my purpose. And actually, I recently got an opportunity to work in immigration law. And my father, he had became a resident last year, and he was traveling and he was doing all the fun things, and he was, very happy because this man was, he's been working so hard to get, his citizenship, his residency, and he finally was able to have the privilege to do that last year, and he wanted to continue to travel. Unfortunately, he did not get to travel to Mexico where he wanted to go visit his family, and I landed in immigration law because I wanted to help my community. I wanted to be there for the people that I grew up like, people that come from different countries and want a different, better life, can't get that life in their country, or maybe they just want the American dream, which, by the way, that's another conversation because the American dream is not the American dream anymore. The American dream now is to have different assets to become financially free. I think that's the American dream for real. But yeah, you have a lot of people that come from different countries to want to become better. And I think, again, that's how I cope with grief. I've been releasing all of this energy onto everything that I want to create. And that's what my dad would have wanted. That's what I think he would have wanted. And yeah. And then, but anywho, thank you for watching and listening, or listening to this podcast. I will have more episodes come out. I'm excited and I'm very happy. So I appreciate you for taking a listen. Have a great week. Make it the best week of your life.